News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You got January 23rd going here, 2021. We're going to talk about a new book called A Bridge Apart. So good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, you. Good morning, everyone out there.
How's the world to you?
It's very, very good. It's a beautiful day out. There wasn't any fog, which I miss. I love fog.
Welcome to the El Paso History Radio Show.
That's right.
And we're live on KTSM AM 690 as always, and streaming live on the Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show, and streaming live on the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When. And this is my time now is when I say, Texas history begins in El Paso. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, never heard that before.
I'm sure you'll tell us why.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it does because it's a fact. And the rest of Texas has not yet really owned up to that. And I mean, we had one argument with a guy who said, well, we had an earlier event over here. No, you didn't.
No, anyway.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so now it's your turn to say.
Yes, I just wanted to say that. And people can also find us audio streaming live on the internet via ktsmradio.com. Where you can click on the iHeartRadio link and listen to us anywhere in the world on your iPhone or pad. Or you can also go to Facebook.
Oh, that's where we are.
Facebook
and you can,
Live.
You can do Pepe's today. It's open for dining inside. You can also take out. You're in Canyatillo, Texas, 877-2152.
So sorry. I took my script away too soon.
You're not expecting this,
are
you?
No, I grabbed the wrong script.
Okay.
Mission Del Rey now has a new in-store radio discount for our listeners who shop in the store. This promo is for 20% off store-wide and is going on now through February 15th. And Mission Del Rey is open now. The days they're open is Monday through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you prefer to shop online, you can still get the weekly $20 radio shoe coupon for online orders by going to missiondelrey.com, and you can enter at the checkout line history, which is the promo code.
They got a big new thing going on there.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that later. And then also, you can call them at 915-440-2140 to order that way, too.
You're going to have a history moment?
Yes, I am. And it's about the good old days when men were tough and women who smoked. Well, you're just going to have to listen.
Uh-huh. Is it because they had a cigarette or was something else
going on?
Well,
they're going to have to listen.
Rim shot. Okay,
yeah.
No, don't go. Okay, hey, we're going to talk some history today.
Yes.
And actually, what we're talking about today, I had planned to put the Mexican Revolution sites on the end of the show today, but I got to talking to the author of this book we're going to do.
It's a cool book.
And it is. And I got to thinking, we don't have time for the Mexican Revolution.
So
we will defer that to another day. But we decided to save that topic and talk to a guy named Bob Parmalee. Bob, how's the world?
Fantastic.
Good morning,
and
Bob.
You're there. Where are you calling from? Nail Pop, Texas? Where are you?
Georgetown, Texas.
Oh, Georgetown. I love Georgetown.
Where is Georgetown?
Just north of Austin, 35 miles. Roughly.
Okay.
So beautiful old town section there. It's a gorgeous town.
So what do you think when we say Texas history begins in El Paso?
Well, I think it actually begins in Isleta.
Well, yeah,
okay.
I like that.
I got one up for you. It actually, as the people in Socorro says, it begins there. But we can claim El Paso County, okay?
Yeah,
and
right,
then it includes you. And you're a guy from Isleta. Tell us about your family history. You're more once a local kid.
Yeah, once upon a time, right? My family came from Louisiana, actually, back around 1906. My grandfather was S.H. Parmalee, and he was an electrical engineer. Back when electrical engineers meant a little different thing, he was basically wiring up power, electrical stations. He powered the mines all over New Mexico and Mexico, down in Chihuahua. Electrified the city of Santa Fe, electrified the White Oaks. He's also an amateur astronomer. And he was an associate of Clyde Tombaugh. You probably heard of Clyde.
Yeah.
discovered the planet up there. You know, not many people do that.
No, it's a rare thing, and then they undiscovered it, and they'll probably find it again. But so you've been around a bit. When you went to Asleta, you went to the Asleta grade school as well as the high school, right?
Yes, I went to Asleta grade, which of course they tore down, which much to my chagrin. I didn't think it was that old, but I guess I'm so old that I guess everything's old now.
And also, at one point, you had somewhat of a career as a teenager, young guy. You were doing rodeo stuff.
Oh yeah, well my family was heavy into rodeos. My father owned a ranch in Casas Grandes, Mexico, once upon a time. And
wow,
I guess it never got out of his blood. You know, he ran away from home to be on live on a ranch, actually. Then they put him in the Navy, and they got him off the ranch. But he still loved horses. Yeah, and so I had a great career for a very short time, you might say, in rodeos. I won a few saddles here and there. I won a saddle up in Anthony, just north of El Paso.
We got a picture of you up
New
on
Mexico, Columbus, places like that.
We have a picture of you up with you sitting on a horse.
Yeah, that's my old sorrel gelding, Texas. It was a very fast horse. That was me. I must have been, I'd say, 14 or so at that time. Yeah.
Well, you survived to your later years, and now you're retired. And you ended up writing a book under some, I guess, unusual circumstances. Some people have an idea, they decide to write a book. But the thing you got into, I mean, let me read what I think is a summary. I had a summary. What do you get? Why don't you give me a summary of your book? No, I got one here. It's a book called A Bridge Apart, APART, A Bridge Apart. It's about a Mexican Revolution era robbery in El Paso and life on the border at the end of Prohibition. That only begins to tell the story, but A Bridge Apart reveals a true story made possible by the revelation of a 50-year-old secret concerning the love story of two high school sweethearts, a love story turned upside down by border violence during Prohibition and the Depression, and it ultimately involved the highest levels in the American and Mexican governments. The vivid descriptions of the fighting in Juarez puts you there almost in person. And I got to tell you, when I was I read your book, it comes on Kindle primarily, right?
Correct, Kindle.
And you can get that wherever you can buy a Kindle. But you lent me a copy, which I've been reading, and I started in the middle, went to the end, and now started over again. I haven't quite bridged all the gaps. I'm still a bridge apart in your book. So there's some part of your, but the thing was, I was rereading the Mexican Revolution part last night, and that's one thing that struck me about your capacity as a writer. You ended up making me think I was going house to house with the guys in Juarez shooting people. You know, I mean, I don't normally do that.
I hope not.
No, it's been a while. That's not my normal thing. But I could tell by the way you were writing it, man, I was there. And you added all that, right?
Well, it's all based on historical facts, you know, from mainly newspaper descriptions and so forth. But, yeah, I was there in a matter of speaking.
Yeah, you were. And out on the trail there with some of the people stopping trains and all this other stuff. Well, let's get to some of the pieces of this book, because A Bridge Apart, that love story, start wherever you want to, but how did you find out about the events that are covered in this book?
Well, okay, it started back in the 1980s. My mother had been married to my father for about 50 years. My father is, of course, not the hero of the book, Jeff Mears, which I'll get into that later. She'd been married to this fellow, and they had divorced. I didn't know any of this. And she says, right before she celebrated the golden wedding anniversary with my father, he said, oh, by the way, you know, I was married before he killed a man in Mexico.
Oh, God. Thank you, Mom. Now what?
Yeah, so it turns out this was a secret. This was, in fact, we realized she wasn't not supposed to divulge the secret even then, and she hushed us up as soon as my dad came back in the house. So, obviously, we were pretty intrigued about this, and so we started doing research, and she passed just a few months after this. So she was kind of, I think, didn't want to take this to her grave, so to speak, and so she divulged a story. And after we began to, and we is describing we as my wife, Georgia, and I, we started doing research, and we found all sorts of things. You know, the El Paso Chronicles mentions this about five or six places.
Leon's book,
starting
yeah.
in 1924.
Right.
And so we went on from there, and it just mushroomed and mushroomed. And I joined a writer's group in Santa Fe a few years later. And they told me I'd been given a great gift and I needed to document it. And I had already started, but they helped me a great deal. And so it went from there, you know. We started with the robbery, the first robbery, and then of course, we had to do the character development on these people that were, some of them, pretty bad hombres. And then we went from there and on to other, many other things, like the train robbery at Candelaria, which was just south of Juarez, about 40 miles.
Well, as I read the book, it actually makes sense, but the way we have to describe it is kind of convoluted, because you have, and see, these people, the sweethearts of the book, were 1924 graduates of El Paso High School, and I think I think we have a picture somewhere of their diplomas where they ended up getting out together. And the editor of the yearbook was one Tom Lee, and Tom Lee in that era was also the budding artist, and he did the yearbook, he did their all kinds of illustrations for them, and the whole thing about the history there, it's all rooted in actual things that went on in El Paso. So they were the childhood sweethearts. There was a description, absolutely, a description of where one night, before he graduated high school, the kid came home, and that was 1924 with the high school. But like earlier, maybe 5-6 years earlier, there was fighting in Juarez, which I believe was possibly the last battle of Juarez in 1919. Is that about right for 1919, last battle of Juarez?
Well, there was actually another one in 1929. That was the Escobar Revolution, which is also mentioned in there. But that's a much more minor battle, you might say.
Yeah, but the one the guys in the book were talking about, the kid wanted to go down and see the fighting. And your dad, not your dad, but your mother's previous husband, went down there as a security guy of some kind, right?
Well, Jeff Mears is the fellow's name who was engaged to my mother. Okay, he was the student in 1924. They were sweethearts. They'd been together for 4 years, together as much as you can be when you're eighth grade, ninth grade, and so forth. But they went down to the fighting together. This is 1919, and he actually ran water and cigarettes across the river to the rebels, some rebels that were cornered on the other side.
Well, okay.
Yeah, anyway, so this Jeff Mears was a nice-looking fellow, about 6 foot tall, sort of bookish. You know, he wore the gold-rimmed glasses, and they were a number. They were fully intending to get married, and then along came things. They progressed up to 1924 because they grew up. And then these bad guys, headed by a fellow named Manuel Villarreal, who was known as the head of the car thieves on the border, and he's also known as the Al Capone of the Southwest.
Well, wasn't he in the revolution prior to that?
Well, we believe he was, yeah. And there was various reasons for that, but I won't get into all of that now. But since that takes us way back further, and I don't want to go there. But
all right, Well, one thing you said is you called this Pancho Villa's last hurrah the 1919 battle, the seventh battle of Juarez. And I just want to interject something here. I interviewed Tom Lee, actually the artist. I actually talked to him on camera once before he passed away, and he was telling me as a little kid, he was 12 years old, and he lived on Nevada Street. He went up to what now we refer to as Pill Hill, Medical Hill, that place where they have used to have all the medical buildings in the central of El Paso in Arizona. And he went up there. Guys had a house up there. Well, the U.S. Army showed up and put artillery on the guy's front yard. And they were shooting into Juarez over the city of El Paso. And they were killing people in Juarez. They were really upset with Pancho Villa. So they were trying to take out his people and his troops. And apparently they sent some troops gun cars into Juarez and a whole bunch of cavalry, but they were also bombing the heck out of them with artillery off of that hill. So, I mean, there is some weird stuff that's gone on in El Paso that a lot of people just have never heard about. Okay, here's the thing. I want you, Mr. Parmalee Bob, I want you to make the movie about everything I just said. Wouldn't that be great?
Well, just even the story about his family is fantastic. I'm reading a bit on it right now.
We can throw in this stuff off of Pill Hill. Anyway, well, Bob, we got to take a break. As you know, this is going to happen to you. Figure out where we're going to pick up after the break, because, I mean, there's so many things to talk about here. The tragic events in the book that leading up to the attempted payroll robbery in which Jeff Mears' father was killed, and that then started off a whole bunch of strange stuff after that. So we'll get to that in a minute. We got Bob Parmalee on the phone here from somewhere in Texas, Georgetown,
Texas.
I want to say Nail Pop. I just love that name of a Nail Pop. I don't think there is a town called that, but
it probably is.
Probably. Anyway, and I want to thank Andrew J. Polk in the control room there, throwing pictures at us.
Yay,
Melissa and I in here having a great time talking to Bob Parma. We're going to pick this up in a minute after the break. And if you wish to call us, you can do that. Otherwise, well, comments on Facebook.
You can do a lot of comments on Facebook. We had a lot of them this morning, people calling in or Facebooking in. You can give us a call at 915-544-KTSM or 915-544-5876.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Prime the pump.
I'm going to have some fun, and I'm going to
go shopping,
maybe treat myself,
or just pay some bills.
Catch up on some bills.
A couple bills.
It's the $1,000 stimulus check.
No way.
Sweet.
With up to 12 chances to win $1,000 every weekday.
Need a good laugh? Then stop everything and check out the funniest new podcast of the year. I'm talking about This Is Important, the podcast featuring the comic geniuses from the hit TV show Workaholics. Hear Adam Devine, Anders Holm, Blake Anderson, and Kyle Nowicek probe today's most important topics, like cuisine.
Are you eating sushi off of people?
Get it. Yes.
You can't do that right now.
They're sanitized.
This is hard-hitting stuff. This is important. Listen to This Is Important on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
Calling all aspiring football pros. Subway Restaurants, with the help of NFL stars Marshawn Lynch and Keenan Allen, is launching the Subway Protein Awards to celebrate high school athletes across the country. Starting today through Saturday, February 6th, high school football players are encouraged to submit a video of their best pro moves, craziest catches, hardest tackles, longest throws, or most epic kicks for a chance to be one of 20 winning players receiving a $1,500 scholarship from Subway. Log on to Subway.com/protein to register. That's Subway.com/protein. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Nominations open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. who are full-time high school students with demonstrated football skill. Nominations begin at 12:00 a.m. Eastern on 1/15/21 and ends 11:59:59 p.m. Eastern on 2/6/21. Check back on 1/15/21 for official rules.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I am looking at an email called ephistory690@gmail.com. If you'd like to comment on the Facebook page, that's fine. If you're going to make it a little more private, send that to me. I'm looking at it right now. Nobody's talking to me yet. But if you wish, that's available. ephistory690@gmail.com. Okay. El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook. You can go there. look at our weekly announcements, all kinds of things that we do. But we also have a TV channel, and we're not quite broadcasting on that yet, but we're thinking about it. YouTube.com/El Paso History TV. We've got my DVDs up there. I've been producing them for 20 years. I got about half a dozen. No, I got a full dozen on there, and you can look and see what's going on there. Also, we have another list on there. There's about 120 videos, and there's a dozen of them that are the El Paso Gold DVDs. But also, we put in 20 segments of YouTube.com El Paso History TV. There's 20 segments at that location of ABC 7, the series we did on El Paso History TV on ABC 7 newscast with Bernie Sargent. And they're out there to take a look at. You can learn quite a bit of stuff about the area. We got into the drone business, so most of those have some interesting drone footage on them. And so that's what's going on there, El Paso History TV, on YouTube. Also, we have January 21st, Brian Alvarez is a new subscriber onto that channel. And that's El Paso History TV on YouTube. What do you got there, Melissa?
I want to tell everybody about Patrick Tuttle. You know, did you know that that our show sponsor, Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, has a 5-star rating on Zillow, the real estate website?
The guy's good.
Oh, he's amazing. Patrick's a top producer in El Paso and New Mexico, and he not only sells homes, condos, and land, but Patrick also has a great list of rental properties for renters. Give Patrick a call at 915-588-1850 or visit his website, Patrick Tuttle, ElPasoHomesForSale.com, and when you talk to him, do tell him you heard about it here on the El Paso History Radio Show.
Call his pocket. Freak him out.
That's
hey, whatever.
Right.
And then we got Bob Parmalee on the line here. Bob, you still there? You got to be there.
I'm still here.
Dude, you're the show here because we got to hear from you about this book called A Bridge Apart. Now, we also have a caller called in about something we said about the cannons up on Peel Hill. His name is Randy. Got you on the radio, Randy. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, to Bob Parmalee, I think my family knows him from the old days when, when Black Jack Pershing was the one who, through the War Department back then, they built Scenic Drive for the point of building the observation post up there to lob the shells over at the racetrack where Pancho Villa was, and they were actually lobbing the shells from the Scenic Drive. That's where the original site for the artillery was up there on that mountain.
Not according to my eyewitness, and my eyewitness was Tom Lee. And 1920 is the year that the Scenic Drive opened, a year later. So maybe you're right about I know they
used it.
The Army used it to get across to go chase Pancho or whoever, and they really liked it. But I don't think they had the artillery up there.
Well, I got pictures to prove my lies from my grandfather, and I think Parmalee knew my grandfather because my grandfather was also in Barino and Anthony up in back in those days. My grandfather had a big dairy up there.
Well, you could go with that.
I was wondering if he or his... His name's familiar to me as far as maybe his grandfather used to sit and play checkers at my grandfather's place there at Five Points, at the which was the original Circle K before Mayor Hervey stole the idea from him. But I think that name is awfully familiar to me. I'm trying to place it.
I got one for you. There was a Parmalee radio shop in Five Points, and I think it was Bob's uncle or somebody. Bob, what was the relation with Selden?
Yeah, that was my Uncle Selden, great fellow.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah. And I think they used to come and play checkers or with my great grandfather over at the Five Points Geschwind's Ice House and Liquor Store right there across from the what was the Providence Hospital before it became the Sears and then became the Police Department.
Masonic Hospital, I believe that was.
Yeah.
All right, Randy,
it was Masonic Hospital before it became before it moved over there to become Providence.
Randy, you're proving what a small world this is. But thank you for ringing up, dude. Good to talk to you.
All right, thanks.
See you in the streets. And there's a lot going on there what Randy knows how to talk about. But the thing is, Bob, we got to this is a short break here. We have to take another one pretty quick here. But how did you get into the historical events described in your book? Did you just go out researching those? I mean, did you start with Leon's book, or how did you get involved in all the details of what you found out?
Well, you know, the way I would describe this is there are a lot of little bookends here and there. A bookend would be a historical documented event, like something in the El Paso Times or in a microfilm in the library or from the National Archives. And then we filled it in in the middle with as best we could with what probably happened, and also based on anecdotes from my mother when she was able to give us those much later.
Well, that
she'd forgotten a lot, and she didn't know a lot about some of the things that were documented in the government papers.
Was it a relief for her to finally tell her story?
Well, of course, she had a hard time telling it since she was still trying to keep the secret from my father that she was divulging it.
Oh, my God.
But it was... we got snippets, and we pieced it all together.
Fair enough.
Well, most of it.
Did you put us on a speakerphone by chance?
Yes.
Okay. Next time we talk to you, maybe it goes straight to it. It sounds a little funky by the time it gets to people's car radio.
Yeah, a little echo.
Yeah. It's like, he's in a hole. He's not in a hole. Anyway, Bob Parmalee's on the phone here. The book is called A Bridge Apart. We'll be talking about this with the rest of the show. And there's a whole bunch of stuff we haven't even talked about yet. And it's set in the Mexican...
I took you off speakerphone.
There you go. Much better. Mr. Engineer, how's he sounding? Mr. Engineer has a thumbs up in there for you. All right, Bob, we'll be back to you in a second. Taking another break. Oh, but do you have? You got people looking at us on Facebook.
Yes, I do. Margie Benton, who's a history teacher, you'll love this one. She agrees with you that Texas history begins in El Paso.
Yay!
Gary York's out there in Florida. I told him to please send me some ocean air. And then you also have, let's see, oh, he's a native El Pasoan also. And you've got Beatty Burdett. You've got, Harry Kirk says hello from 79936.
Cindy Milazzo.
Cindy Milazzo. And a lot of new faces in here, and I'll get to those later.
Michael Potter, he's on there as well. All right, a lot of people listening around the planet here on their Facebook page, as well as you can hear us on the KTSMradio.com.
That's right.
That is still out there pumping away. All right, back in a minute. Call that number if you wish. The number would be
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
It's finally happening. We're all kissing 2020 goodbye, and we're happy to see it in our rearview mirror. And now's the perfect time for all small businesses to take a fresh approach to marketing. So start off 2021 right and use the power of radio advertising to connect with your customers. iHeartAdBuilder.com makes it quick and easy to get your business on the radio. Sign up today and create a custom radio commercial for your small business free of charge. Get started now at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
When it comes to your business, there's a lot of things you know and a few things you want to learn more about fast. If you're looking for an easy and affordable way to get smarter about what your customers are thinking, you need to check out Research Raccoon. Just tell the Research Raccoons whatever your business question is. Maybe it's about a new menu item for a restaurant. Maybe it's finding out what your audience really thinks about your business name. Maybe you don't even know what questions you're supposed to be asking. Let the Research Raccoons know what's on your mind, and they'll poll potential U.S.-based customers that day, giving you clean data you can use to make smarter business decisions for less than you'd think. No matter the size of your business, Research Raccoon gives you the tools to learn at an affordable price. So discover what your business should be doing and move with confidence with Research Raccoon. Visit ResearchRaccoon.com to learn more and discover which plan is best for you. ResearchRaccoon.com. Fast results with big data.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-573-9552. That's 800-573-9552. 800-573-9552. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got to talk about the celebration of our mountains. You want to get involved in that, you got to call Diego. I love that. But anyway, Diego's got this thing going on here. They have a Saturday coming up here on the 30th. Walk the 1,000 steps. Now, Melissa, have you ever done that?
No, I walked 2 steps.
Well, this is 1,000.
That's the best part I didn't get with my knee right now.
Oh, don't even think about it. But you can have you can have your entourage carry you.
That's right,
But the thing is, 1,000 steps trail from the Palisades Canyon goes all the way up to the ridge of the Franklin Mountains. And it's a bizarre adventure. And if you can do steps, you can do this. Get a hold of Jim Tolbert. He's at 525-7364. And or else go to the Celebration of Our Mountains, their website. Just put in a search engine, Celebration of Our Mountains, and you will find out what they're doing. Interesting stuff to get out and see things. What do you got?
You know, we were talking about Mission Del Rey Southwest. You know, they've got this event, wonderful thing. They're located in the Quadrant Business Center over there on Lee Trevino, and they have a new shipment of beautiful silver and turquoise jewelry with red coral and opal right now just in time for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Mission Del Rey has a new in-store radio discount for our listeners who shop in the store. This promo is for 20% off store-wide and is going on now through February 15th.
You mean you walk in, you say you heard it?
Yep.
And you get 20% off of everything?
That's right.
In Mission Del Rey?
Yes.
What a deal.
Yay. Mission Del Rey is now open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you prefer to shop online, you can still get the weekly $20 radio show coupon when you use the promo code HISTORY for your online orders. Go to missiondelrey.com or call them at 915-440-2140. And the Mission Del Rey store is located in the Quadrant Business Center at 1421 North Lee Trevino, Suites A7.
Interesting place over there.
Yes.
All right, let's talk to Bob Parmalee. Bob, this is one of our longer segments here, so we really ought to get into what the heck your book is all about. Because, you know, you had this whole thing going on in the tragic events in the book. Talk about the payroll robbery. That was in 1924?
1924, right.
What happened?
Okay, so this is what you might call the seminal event in the book, you know. And basically, six robbers came across from Juarez, headed by the fellow I mentioned, Manuel Villarreal, and they were going to rob the payroll. And they had I won't mention all the names of the robbers, of course, but one of them was Jose Carrasco. And he ends up being the only survivor of this group, so that's the reason I mentioned his name. He was an employee of the railroad, and they actually pumped him to get information about how the railroad was paying its employees. And they used what they call a lunchroom on Octavia Street. And, of course, there used to be a lunchroom right in the rail yards. And the train employees, the railroad employees, would actually go there to cash their checks. So they would bring money to the lunchroom. And that's what was going on this day when Jeff Mears' father, who was driving the pay car that day, and they call it a pay car, drove up. And he knew he was being tailed by some of these guys. And he was smart enough to drive across the street so that he'd be parked right in front of the lunchroom. It was called the Von Noy's lunchroom. And then they attacked him. They attacked him from two directions, and he was killed almost instantly. He was shot almost immediately. And Villarreal, using a .45 pistol, killed him. The other guard was also struck, and he managed to get behind the car, the pay car, and had a gun battle with the robbers. And he was hit badly in the hip. And they thought they'd killed him, but, of course, he hadn't been killed. So this guy Carrasco grabs a payroll, which had been dropped in the middle of the street, and starts running to the escape car. And then Biddix, other guard who was still alive, gets up and shoots him. Hits him in the knee and basically knocks his foot off. And so he drops the payroll. Carrasco drops the payroll. They throw him in the car to escape. And Biddix, hiding behind the car, just fires every bullet and hits people almost every shot. He hits two of the robbers, Carrasco being the first one, and another fellow who ends up grabbing the tire on the back of the car as they try to escape. One robber is actually standing on the running board facing backwards as the car flees towards South El Paso. without the payroll, of course. And they almost get intercepted by a steam engine trying to cross the tracks and cut them off, but they manage to drive out into the tracks and damages the wheels. Long story short, they have to abandon the car because it's all shot up, and they have to take these two wounded bandits to what they call safe houses. And eventually the various clues are pretty clear. So they catch two of the robbers, and it's quite an extraordinary scene. They search a bunch of houses in South El Paso without any warrants. Go ahead.
No, I agree. We're listening. We're here.
Okay, so they've gotten several of the bandits, but the rest of them have managed to escape. They split up, and on foot they escape. But there's a scene where this guy Carrasco, who has a very damaged leg, is not given medical attention, and they actually allegedly torture him.
Oh.
In order to find out more information, and that eventually leads to a reversal of a sentence of execution in the courts, and he survives. So he's the only reason he survives. The only other bandit that's hit in that robbery, he is eventually executed down in Huntsville. So this is a scene, and of course Jeff Mears and his fiance, his sweetheart, are faced with this. They're 3 months before they graduate from high school. And it's quite, you know, it changes everyone's lives. Everyone's life.
Oh, yeah.
Because the bandits.
His father was the guard on the payroll.
Yes.
He got killed immediately.
Yes.
Okay.
Almost immediately, right. Yeah.
So then the book picks up with Jeff Mears and his sweetheart, Keaton. What's her first name?
Jeff Mears and Elizabeth Kenton.
Kenton.
And the mother, yeah.
Elizabeth, and that's your mom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
they get married, and a couple years later, up in Tularosa.
Okay, so continue the story there. That it gets kind of nutty after a while.
Well, there's a few months later, there's another robbery, and this is down Candelaria, the train robbery, and this is where Villarreal and his gang derail the train south of the Candelaria station, which is still there, by the way. You can go visit it if you want to. It's just a jumble of rocks now. And they derail the train, take everybody off the train, and they shoot them. They execute everyone.
Jeez.
And then what they're trying to do is capture the payroll going to a mine. It's called the Les Eruption Mine down in Chihuahua. And the guy escorting it is named Barker, and he's the treasurer of this mining company, and he's taking the payroll, and they take him off and execute him.
Well,
so all of these people are killed.
Let me take an aside here.
There's no witnesses, right?
There's one description you gave of these bandits actually earlier than this. It wasn't for this train robbery, but for how they used to stop the trains in the Revolution. They would have their guys come along and pry up 10 or so rails, and they'd build a really, really hot fire out of mesquite bushes, and they'd put the middle of the rails on the fire, and then they'd go find a telegraph pole with a bunch of guys holding on with gloves, I take it. And they would then wrap the hot rail around the telephone pole. So there's no way you could ever use it again. And they made them into pretzels. I mean, your descriptions in the book are fantastic about, like I mentioned to you on the phone, I could smell the gunpowder. Well, I could smell the mesquite burning. I mean, the way you describe it is amazing. So that's something else I want people to understand. You're talking about the highlights of the story and zipping along about the details of what happened in the book, but the way it is presented is another thing. That's why you're going to end up on Netflix with this thing, I'll bet you.
Well, I hope so.
Oh,
that'd
yeah,
be nice.
Could be. Well, let's see. Now, after this train robbery, you know what? Let's stop right there because we've got some more things to talk about, including a break here. And it is the book called A Bridge Apart, and we've got this streaming on Facebook, and we've also got a picture of the book on there. And this is on like Amazon or wherever, and you can just get it for your Kindle.
Actually, you can get Kindle formats and play it on any device now. You can put them on an Apple or a PC.
Okay,
yeah.
You don't
Audible,
have to have a
yeah.
Kindle anymore. Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to. Oh, right. I have. I just put it on my regular phone. But people don't know what we're talking about. Some people may not. What it is a book electronically. And the book you're not printing this book. It's not going to be printed, right?
Well, I probably will eventually because I've been getting some requests for it. But, you know, I know a lot of ambitious authors that have a basement full of hardcover books. I really don't want to go there until I make sure that it's warranted, you might say.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll do it later.
Wait till your second season on Netflix, and then you'll be happy in the money there.
And you can rethink it and add even more great details to it.
Oh, it's amazing. And you may have another book in there cooking around.
That's
right. We don't know. Melissa, you want to talk about who's been here?
We've had Gogi Sanchez is saying howdy, and she says she sees us. She's at Brown Acres in Clint.
Hey, Gogi.
Hey, Gogi. Good morning. You've also got and Cindy Saunders Week. I want to say Week. She loves Barbara Givenbeny's Remember in El Paso Wind site, and she says they have awesome pictures of El Paso.
Weick. Yeah. Weck, maybe.
Also, we have a. Who is this?
Sam
Dolan.
Didn't
write this down. No, Sam's on there also, but they have another gentleman, and I lost his name.
Well, let me tell you, Sam Dolan was on the air 2 weeks ago.
Yes, he was. He's listening from Montana. Hey, okay. Sam.
And you go back to your list now. Go ahead.
Well, then we also have a person that says history. He loves it. Histryistas.
Histryistas.
Yes, in other words, instead of Istas, we're Histryistas.
Oh, my God. So, hey, stirring them up out there. We've got a whole bunch of people actually looking live at the moment. And what we're finding is people then go look at the archive, because this archive is right on Facebook. And later on, you can come and hear all the same nonsense we're talking. Well, not Mr. Parmalee. He's talking straight. Anyway, whatever. We can hear this whole thing later and just go watch it all over again. So there's that. And if you want to call us in and get involved in that.
Call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call certified property manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
As a marketer, you want to reach everyone, adults, teens, millennials. But it's not like these groups all hang out together, right? Actually, wrong. They're all listening to radio commercials just like this one. Radio ads connect with 93% of Americans every week. That's more than Google, more than Facebook, more than TV. Reach your customers all in one place. Visit iHeartMedia.com or dial #250 and say advertise with iHeart. That's #250, say advertise with iHeart. And let us help grow your business.
Calling all aspiring football pros. Subway Restaurants, with the help of NFL stars Marshawn Lynch and Keenan Allen, is launching the Subway Protein Awards to celebrate high school athletes across the country. Starting today through Saturday, February 6th, high school football players are encouraged to submit a video of their best pro moves, craziest catches, hardest tackles, longest throws, or most epic kicks for a chance to be one of 20 winning players receiving a $1,500 scholarship from Subway. Log on to subway.com/protein to register. That's subway.com/protein. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Nominations open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. who are full-time high school students with demonstrated football skill. Nominations begin at 12:00 a.m. Eastern on 1/15/21 and ends 11:59:59 p.m. Eastern on 2/6/21. Check back on 1/15/21 for official rules.
For victims of drunk and drug driving, our grief is unique. But you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call our 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org.
iHeartRadio with the latest info about slowing the spread in 2021.
The race to get Americans vaccinated against COVID-19 is underway. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams expects the COVID-19 vaccine process to get smoother.
We're going to make sure we're putting vaccines and supplies where the demand actually is, and you're going to continue to see these rates ramp up.
The best defenses against the virus are widespread vaccination, masks, social distancing, and frequent hand washing.
Everything you need to know at cdc.gov/coronavirus.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A major event is coming up here, the Paso del Norte Paranormal Society, hosting a drive-through fundraiser at Concordia Cemetery on January 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. I believe that's a Friday night. Donation is $10 per car. Please, no big vehicles. Don't take your RV through there.
No 18-wheelers, okay?
Your 18-wheelers don't quite make the turns in there. And you can drive through El Paso's most historic haunted cemetery on a full moonlit night. And it's line up, meet at the entrance to the Yandell Cemetery anytime between 6 and 8 p.m. Hope to see you there. That, again, is January 29th, 6 to 8 p.m.
Also, Weiler Tramway's got a presentation going. This will be Friday, February 5th at 12 p.m. Fun Facts Video, Mexican Palo Verde. And they'll post. This will be posted on both parks' Facebook page at Weiler Area. Weiler Aerial Tramway State Park, and on their Instagram site, which is Weiler Aerial Tramway. And you can watch this great video that they're going to be putting on about what Mexican Palo Verde is all about. And if you want more information, give Diana Moy, and she's the park interpreter and volunteer coordinator at Weiler Tramway, a call at 915-562-9899.
Somebody with too much money, fix the tramway, would you? Hey, that'd be nice.
That's a tough one.
Well, then you can take one family up at a time, those who lived, never mind, pandemic, tramway ride. Bob Palmerly's on the phone. We're talking about a book called A Bridge Apart, and that bridge is the Santa Fe Bridge, right?
That's right.
You got the picture on the book cover, and it's highlighted in red, and that red bridge is the Santa Fe Bridge.
Yep.
That's an amazing bridge in its old day, the wooden bridge. They took it apart. And are you aware what happened to pieces of that bridge, Bob?
No. There's been several bridges there, including the current one, which is quite different.
Of course. But I mean, back in the day, when I believe it was Zach White put the bridge in, they had a very ornately carved railing all the way across the bridge, and people kept those pieces of the railings. And there's one, I know where three of them are, but one that you can see in the public at the corner of what is that? Is that Frontera? No, that's what's the street you used to live on, Melissa? Sunset?
Sunset.
Sunset and Donovan.
Oh, in the little white adobe building there.
Yeah, take a look at just under the eaves of the front porch, and he's restored it. That's Will Harvey.
Yeah.
He's put that thing back together, and it's a really interesting carved, ornate piece of that bridge.
He repainted it so you can see the design.
Cowboys and all kinds of weird stuff. Anyway, there's an aside for you, Bob Parmalee. All right, talking about things going on here, we got a couple minutes before the break of the hour. The payroll robbery, we talked about that. It was an incredible, brutal event there. Then you have another thing down here, the interesting chapters in the book, but the key to the chapter is titled Trouble at the Tecolote, T-E-C-O-L-O-T-E. Is that a bar in Juarez?
It was, yeah. The building's still there. It's at Sarah Carrillo Street on the 16th of September.
All right, what happened there in 1930? Something big went down.
Okay, so where I left you was in 1924 at the robbery, and of course you had Jeff Muir's father being killed.
Right.
And he's kind of upset about that, of course.
Ah, yeah.
And so he works with the DA, with Charlie Val, who's a great fellow also, by the way. I think one of El Paso's most successful district attorneys. Not such a great politician, though, I think, but that's another story.
You have a picture of him in your book, right?
He was very successful at prosecuting these criminals, but he was unsuccessful in getting the big guy, Manuel Villarreal, because Mexico would not extradite him.
Oh.
So they struggled with this for some time, trying to get Mexico to see it their way, see it the American way, and let them get to hold their hands on Villarreal, but they would never agree to not withhold, they would not agree to withhold the death penalty. So Mexico would never go along with it. So pressure built up in Mr. Jeff Mears, the young son, and he got so over the years passed, he got more and more irate about the situation. And finally, in 1929, Juarez actually made Manuel Villarreal the chief of police for a few days.
The same guy.
The same guy, the bad guy, the worst guy, right?
God. Welcome to Juarez. My God.
Beg your pardon?
Welcome to Juarez.
Yes, this was all because of the so-called Escobar Revolution, which is covered in the book, and I don't think we have time to get into it here. But to make a long story short, he was then regarded by some of the Mexican authorities as somewhat of a hero because he'd come to the defense of a city when they were threatened by this revolution. So they kind of went easy on him. Well, anyway, a fellow named Jack Schaefer came to town. He was a young kid, about 22 years old. I call those people kids. And he and Jeff Mears got together, and they decided that, you know, together, they're going to need to go knock off this guy Villarreal.
Oh, no.
It was unacceptable that 6 years had gone by, and they still hadn't taken care of him.
So Jeff Mears, this is the guy who married your mother.
Yes.
And he thinks
him right there. Yeah.
And he thinks he needs to go to Juarez and kill this guy.
That's right.
Oh, and this all this stuff actually happened.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right,
yeah, documented in, again, the El Paso Chronicle, for example.
Oh, we're going to have to leave it there because he goes over to the Tecolote bar, and we're going to have to take a break and find out what happens after the news. Can you imagine that? But he actually ended up killing somebody in that bar.
Absolutely.
Okay, it didn't turn out as good as you might think. And anyway, this is all in the book. It's called A Bridge Apart. Bob Parmalee's on the phone, former Isleta High School guy. He now lives in Nail Pop, Texas. No, you don't. George Dumps. I keep saying that.
Georgetown.
Anyway, we'll be back after the news and tell you more what's in this book. See you then.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.